Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Hey, happy to announce something really cool that you won't want to miss. We just launched The Lounge. This is a free weekly newsletter tailored just for you, the physician entrepreneur and investor. You're going to stay ahead with the latest news in tech trends, entrepreneurial strategies, alternative investing, and passive income tips. And there's so much more, all designed to further your career and financial goals, delivered straight to your inbox every week. We'll also be spotlighting fellow physician entrepreneurs, sharing success stories, and providing valuable lessons from peers who are navigating the same exciting path that you are. No cost, no hassle, just important insights delivered straight to you every week. To sign up, just go to bootstrapmd.com/the lounge and subscribe today. It's 100% free. Once you enter the lounge, get ready to start shaping your future now.
Hey guys, Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD, the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. My name is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. If this is your first time to our podcast, welcome. My story is I left corporate medicine at the age of 35, something like that. And as a family practitioner, kind of disillusioned by the way my career was going, entrepreneurship was my way of actually leaving medicine for a significant period of time. I started a software company that allowed me to retire early. Came back into medicine about 7+, 8+ years later, but wanted to practice medicine on my own terms, started my own practice. This led to 3 locations, eventually selling part of my practice to a franchise where I'm now building a women's health franchise and loving every second of it. So today I want to talk about a book that I had the pleasure of actually meeting the author. He was a keynote speaker at PIMDCon. This is the Passive Income MDCon led by my good friend, Peter Kim. It's kind of our group of physician entrepreneurs is like the place to be. I'm going to talk about my experience on that in a future episode, but I got to meet the keynote speaker, Ryan Holiday. If you're not familiar with him, he is a perennial bestseller. First started writing books for marketers. That's where I first heard about him. And then now writes books on the subject of the ancient philosophy of Stoicism, where his book has been, as I said, it's always on the Amazon or New York Times bestseller list. Everybody's praised the book from NFL coaches to Silicon Valley entrepreneurs. The book details his wisdom of Roman Emperor named Marcus Aurelius, who helped found one of the founders of Stoicism. Basically, the core idea is simple, but I think also it's very profound. What stands in the way becomes the way. And the book is called The Obstacle is the Way, The Timeless Art of Turning Trials into Triumph. Like I said, it was written about 10 years ago, but I always, reference that book. I also like reading his other books, such as Daily Stoic, Ego is Enemy, so numerous to mention, but The Obstacle is the Way is the one where he really got everybody's attention. So what stands in the way becomes the way. So in other words, our obstacles are not just challenges that we need to overcome, but it also can lead to opportunities for growth, innovation, and success. So the book is basically divided into 3 main sections, perception, action, and will. So Ryan argues that by shifting our perceptions of obstacles, taking decisive action, and then cultivating into our willpower, we can turn any challenge into an advantage. So you may be wondering, so what as a physician, how can I benefit from this book or even care about a philosophy book? Well, principles are definitely relevant to what we do. So think about it, in medicine, right? We've got obstacles all the time. We've got regulatory hurdles. We got resistance to change. We've got our relationships that we have with non-physicians, with people in the medical field, our relationships with our patients, rapidly evolving technology, just to name a few. Challenges can be overwhelming. But with the book, The Obstacle's Way, it can help you provide a framework for not just dealing with those issues, but actually using it to further spur innovation, further spur growth. It gives you a mindset shift that can help you navigate the dual challenges of both being in practice as well as being in business. It can give you strategies for maintaining composure in high-stress situations, helping you make difficult decisions with limited info, and then persevering through the inevitable setbacks of entrepreneurship. I see it all the time, you know, ups and downs. How do you deal with it? Well, I think this book deals with this, and it's something that I continue to reference again and again. And I think physician entrepreneurs and even physician investors can apply these principles from this book, The Obstacles Away, to our life and our career. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. The first principle is reframing what these challenges are. So as I mentioned, we've got roadblocks in our career. We've got to deal with regulatory hurdles. We've got to, as a business owner, I'm dealing with competition. Do you see this as a challenge? They argue we need to see this as opportunities. Opportunities to not only innovate and differentiate your business, your medical practice. So this is how the book kind of flips your perspective. So let's consider like all the regulatory hurdles. We have got to deal with strict privacy laws. We got to deal with in HIPAA. We've got to deal with billing. We've got to deal with quality standards. We've got to deal with medical board. We've got to deal with government regulations, going into telehealth regulations, right? So instead of viewing him as just, you know, this is terrible. We got to deal with this all the time. I mean, right now we're going through a shortage of medications. Some medications that we were able to offer in our clinics, they're being taken off the market. How do you reframe that? Well, just see that as opportunities. I know when I wanted to start my practice, I was really just upset about these declining reimbursements. So what did I do? I decided to go insurance free. When we have challenges in one area in our practice, we decided to add more services and expand. And, you know, you never want in your practice, you never want to be stuck in just like one treatment. You want to have a variety of different treatments to help you be more progressive, to help you to pivot, to adapt. Look at the competition that we have. I'm dealing with other practices, other telemedicine is breathing down our necks. What does that allow us to do? Well, we're a smaller practice. It gives us more advantage. We're able to be agile. We're able to be more personalized. We can be more responsive than bigger, you know, healthcare systems. It allowed me to collaborate. We're looking at creating networks with other smaller physician groups that allows us to compete with larger entities, leveraging our expertise. You know, for myself, we're looking to franchise and have more stronger power, stronger buying power. So by reframing these obstacles, you can develop what we refer to as USPs, unique selling propositions for your practice. You can identify niche markets that maybe larger competitors might overlook and not see. It'll help you create innovative solutions to help you build a brand that stands for what you want to be involved in: quality, compliance, cutting edge care. Remember that every regulation and competitor is likely cause other entrepreneurs to give up. That's not you. By pushing through and finding solutions, you're already differentiating yourself in the market.
As a doctor, I wasn't used to asking for help, especially when it came to subjects outside of medicine. But then I found physiciancoaches.com. In an instant, I found hundreds of experts to help me in all aspects of life. On areas I was afraid to ask. Dealing with burnout, starting a side gig, money management, even help with my marriage. And the best part? Nearly all experts are physicians themselves. After reading their profile and a quick chat, I knew I found the right mentor for me. At physiciancoaches.com, help from professional colleagues is just a click away.
This podcast is sponsored by Doc to Doc Lending. Are you a physician looking to consolidate your loans or maybe start a new project like opening up your own clinic? Doc2Doc Lending understands the unique financial challenges you face and is here to support you every step of the way. You can benefit from low interest rates, a lightning fast approval process, and personalized loan options tailored exclusively for physicians. This company was founded by doctors for doctors. Don't let financial limitations hold you back any longer. Visit bootstrapmd.com/doc2doc to unlock your path into financial freedom today. That's bootstrapmd.com/doc2doc, and you can get started right away. Doc2Doc Lending helps empower physicians one loan at a time.
Number two, this book will teach you about practicing stoic resilience. So in medical school, I informally, and I don't know the result of all, I was informed that I was like one of the most relaxed doctors. And I didn't really know anything about stoicism at all. And it's not like I'm dealing with stress. I'm dealing with stress all the time. I'm just able to practice what I call stoic resilience. And this was actually even before my book, I guess just kind of my nature. But what it's allowed me to do is like when there is stress that is going on, sure, I react like anybody else, but I also, you know, step back, I pause. And what it does, it gives me this equilibrium, this emotional equilibrium to allow myself to say, okay, this is happening. How can we find a solution to this? Let's allow these moments to reassess and maybe improve what we're doing. So stoicism, you know, is kind of the heart of the obstacles away. And it teaches you how to do this. It teaches you about rational thinking in the face of adversity. You're going to need this as an entrepreneur. It's going to be unpredictable. You're going to have to deal with the risk of both when you're combining medicine and business. So just recognize that. How do you get this emotional equilibrium? Just recognize that setbacks are just a normal part of your journey. It's going to happen. Nobody has a, you know, just they go through it and they become a financial success overnight. There's always challenges. It is just part of the challenge. And it is just part of being an entrepreneur, especially in healthcare. The book helps you develop a mental framework that allows you to process challenges without becoming overwhelmed. So how do I do things? Just before this podcast, I take time out to practice morning meditation or mindfulness that allows me to strengthen my ability to helping remain calm under pressure. I'm part of a group. So we founded a group called Momentum MD with Peter Kim. And I'm able to not only do I have clients, not only am I a business coach, these are also my colleagues. I actually talk about these different things. I go to events where I'm with like-minded doctors. This helps me just vent or just talk about the challenges that I'm occurring. So, you know, common setbacks that we get as entrepreneurs, we're going to have funding issues. You might have trouble getting, you know, your own practice, maybe getting new patients, getting new clients. You're going to have regulatory hurdles. So how do you deal with all of these things? You know, just take a step back to say, okay, here's the situation. I'm having difficulty time. Maybe in real estate, you're having difficulty time securing income. What are the facts on this? What can you control, right? So what are the things that you control? What can't you control? Well, maybe I might not be able to afford this, but maybe I can raise funding. Now, this challenge now presents an opportunity. I'm going to learn how to raise funds. I'm going to learn how to use this skill that will propel me to my financial and goals. Reframe the setback as a learning opportunity. So you're looking at your model. What can this challenge teach me about my model? How can I make my model better? How can this experience allow me to become a better doctor, allow me to become a better entrepreneur? Use this as a catalyst for helping you improve. If funding is a problem, how can I optimize my model to work even better? If I'm not getting enough patients, I'm going to learn more about marketing. I'm going to learn about value proposition, about becoming a better solution provider. It allows you to maintain perspective. It allows you to take strategic action. So these are all skills that you can learn by learning about the stoic resilience. You know, in the book, you know, words that Marcus Aurelius says is that the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. Your ability to maintain composure, to think clearly in the face of setbacks, will often be the differentiator between success and failure in your entrepreneurial journey. Another key concept that you can apply from the book, The Obstacles Away, is to focus on what you can control. So think about it. We've got this ever-changing healthcare landscape. We're trying to start a business. We're trying to become an investor. What can you control? Let's give an example in medicine. We know that the healthcare industry is continuously evolving. It's continuously complex. We've got shifting patient expectations. They want everything immediately. There's global health crises that can dramatically occur overnight. The book helps provide importance of directing your attention and efforts to what is within your sphere of influence. So understand your sphere of influence, right? What are things you can control? Well, you can control your skills. You can control your knowledge. You can control, to some extent, your team, your culture of your business, the quality of your services. You control your business processes. And what the book teaches us is how you respond to challenges. You can control that as well. What are some things that you can influence, but maybe not directly control? Well, in our practice, I can influence patient satisfaction. I can help with maintain patient retention. I can improve my marketing. I can improve my reputation that I have in the community. I can help strengthen the relationships that we have with our vendors, if you take insurance, with insurance companies, with other different systems. What are things that are outside your control? You can't control government healthcare policies. You can't control economic conditions. You can't control technological disruptions. You can't control what your competitors are doing. So focus, however, what you can control. As I mentioned, you can control your skills, your knowledge. You can continuously update your learning. You can continue to stay on top of the latest treatments, the latest technologies. You can improve your business acumen by courses, by seeking mentors, by taking business programs that are tailored for physician entrepreneurs. You can become a better leader, taking courses in this, improve your communication skills. You can learn about controlling your team. You can have regular meetings to better understand where they're coming from. You can invest in their development. You can foster a culture of innovation. You can implement better communication skills. You can improve the way that you conduct meetings. You can improve your service quality. You can improve your strength and so on. And most importantly, you can respond to challenges. You can understand, develop a problem-solving mindset. Create contingency plans. What's the worst thing that can happen? And become proactive than reactive. You can continue to adapt and change and refine your business model. Another aspect of what the book teaches us is to have a growth mindset. So viewing each obstacle in your journey as an entrepreneur is a chance to learn and grow. You've often heard that, you know, when times are fearful, such as like we're just coming out of this recession, people tend to retract. It's also important to do the opposite thing. You know, that's when you should think about growing. So if you've also read, you know, another book, Mindset by Carol Dweck, the book's called The Mindset, is that basically adopting this mindset is particularly crucial given the rapid change that we have in both medicine and business. The growth mindset is the belief that the abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort, through learning, through persistence, in contrast with a fixed mindset where we're unchangeable, where we're static. So it's important to view these challenges as opportunities to adopt technology. I'm really big on using AI tools, as you know. So I embrace this. It allows me to learn things. We talk about in our mastermind, we're always looking, what can we do to delegate better? What can we do to apply these technologies to allow us to that was more financial and time is to approach complex healthcare regulations by finding experts in this who teach us this, have attorneys come in and teach us these things. What are these changes and how can we adapt? How can we take this as an opportunity, this challenge into an opportunity to continuously improve our business acumen by learning and going to workshops and seminars and webinars and having and be present and learning to continuously improve on our leadership skills, continuously improve on our productivity skills, continuously improve on our knowledge and innovation. And it's also the way that we speak about these things, right? How do we use this in practice? You know, they say, doctors, we're not good in business. You've probably had this drilled in your head. You shouldn't start a business. Doctors should become doctors, just write prescriptions. Don't have that mindset. Don't say, I'm not good at managing my finances. Say, I'm still learning about managing my finances, and each challenge will help me to improve and improve the outcome of what I want to get accomplished. Focus on learning and growth. It comes from tackling obstacles, not just on whether you immediately success or fail. It's a continuum. Celebrate efforts, celebrate progress, not just, you know, I have this down. You're never going to say, you know, I successfully had a business. I had that mindset in the beginning. I thought when I was successful in business, there'd be no problems than we have in practice. And I was in for rude awakening in those first couple of years because I just assumed. And we all know what happens when you assume, right? Seek feedback, learn from criticism, get active feedbacks, find mentors, find team members. Heck, your patients, you can learn from your patients and your clients as well. View criticism as valuable information for improvement, not just personal attacks. I love cultivating curiosity. I approach new challenges as well. Like, I'm curious and interest. Some people try to treat it as a game. Allow yourself to ask questions, seek out new information, and be open to changing your perspectives. So I hope you got something out of today's episode as we wrap this up and our analysis of the book, The Obstacle is the Way, and how it can apply to both physician entrepreneurs as well as healthcare investors. Let's kind of reflect on and take a moment of what we learned. We've explored how reframing our challenges can lead to innovation, how if we practice stoic resilience, it can help us navigate the unpredictable healthcare landscape, and how focusing on what we can control allows us to make meaningful progress in these turbulent times. We discussed the power of using that growth mindset, the importance of that we need to persist through adversity. And remember, you know, in medicine, we're going to have obstacles all the time. Why not embrace this? As Ryan Holiday says, these obstacles can become our way forward. They're not just challenges to overcome. They allow us an opportunity to innovate, growth, and succeed in our mission. So as you return to your practices, as you return to your business, maybe as you return to your investment portfolios, just carry these principles with you. So when that next big obstacle comes, and it will come, just pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Ask yourself, how can I use this challenge to become better, to innovate, to provide more value? Remember, every advancement in medicine and healthcare has come from someone who's faced a significant obstacle and chose to seek an opportunity. Alexander Fleming turned a contaminated petri dish into the discovery of penicillin. And there have been numerous innovators today that are using the challenges we've come, you know, certainly from the pandemic. What have we learned? We've revolutionized telemedicine and remote care, and more changes are going to come. It's how you react is what you can control. You're in a unique position. You know, I encourage you to transform these challenges that we have into the next big breakthroughs. So the next time you face a regulation, daunting regulation, maybe you're dealing with a difficult investing situation, a complex patient case, a stubborn technological issue, just remember that the lessons from this book, The Obstacles Away, will help you adjust your perception to deliberate action and cultivate the way to persist. I'd love to hear how you're applying these principles. Feel free to reach out to me on our website, bootstrapmd.com, or if you're listening, just email us, and I'd love to hear your story. So remember, in the face of every obstacle, in the depth of every challenge, there lies an opportunity to innovate, to grow, and to make a real difference. So the next time you encounter your next big obstacle, embrace it, learn from it, and most importantly, keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.